When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to our bonus edition of Strange Indeed, dedicated to the Great British Baking Show. I'm Rima.
And I'm Wendy.
And I'm Greg.
This episode we are covering the Great British Baking Show, Series 15, Episode 1, Cake Week.
Woohoo!
Back in my happy place. I'm so excited to have this back. It is such an amazing break from, I'll just say, life, but also all of the heavy stuff that I watch, and then what is, you know, like the news. I hate that show. It's so depressing. It's crazy.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. No, it's great. I it's always the show that I come home and can't wait to watch. Like, let's do that first thing. And I don't do that for almost anything these days.
Yeah, I think Ted Lasso was the last one that I was like, okay, the instant that it comes out, I want to watch it. But that's about it. Fortunately, now I can just watch it whenever I want. But so that's cool. But this one, like, has become must-see TV. I mean, even more so that because we're podcasting on it, but I really, you know, this is just a phenomenal sojourn into all of these just wonderful people. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, they never fail to get a really great group of bakers, and I agree with both of you. This is definitely something that for me is a very warm, comforting show. You know, if you've no matter what kind of day that you've had, you know, you can turn this show on and you're going to feel good, you know, while you're watching it. And by the end of it, you know, there'll be happy feelings and maybe some happy tears and all those good things. So, and I'm so happy that y'all decided to come back and cover this with me again this year. We had such a great time last year. Even had our little meetup with our nice little Boston area where we had a nice little bake from a local bakery that was so beautiful that you guys had picked up that we had some fun with. And yeah, so I'm really, really excited you guys decided to do this again this year. It snuck up on me. This wasn't even on my radar, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been so out of the loop. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, Bake Off's coming back in like a couple weeks. I was like, wow.
It never has a lot of marketing to it. Like, yeah. And they don't set the date until like 3 weeks beforehand. So it is crazy. Something that we never really hear a lot about it coming. And then boom, mm-hmm. It's here.
Yeah. It's not like this buildup where so many of our other shows, we just get teased for like 9 months or yes. a year. Like, oh, it's coming, yes. 2025. And it's like, okay, when's it going to be here? And then baking show is just a nice little surprise yes. at your door.
Yep.
Yeah. So super excited to be back at it with you guys. Like I said, got a great group of bakers this series. Do we want to do a little introduction with the bakers
that we have for the series? Talk about them and anything that stood out to us. I'll go ahead and start. We have Samaya, who's only 18 years old.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah, especially especially as well as she did. I mean, not to say that 18-year-olds can't be great bakers, just that it's phenomenal.
Yeah. She did really well, and I thought she had some really interesting flavors, so I can't wait to see what we what she has in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We had, I think my favorite, I say favorite, but just my favorite presentation wise is Georgie, who sounds very similar to Jamie Tart's mom. With her accent, and every time I hear her, and she
her
like,
accent
almost,
is fabulous.
Yeah, her she's yeah. just got that. I don't know if it's like Southampton or but that drawl, and just like mm-hmm. I'm just like this just gives me complete and utter flashbacks, and I'm just like this. Mm-hmm. This is I don't want her to go away because she's great.
Yeah,
and she was a little bit all over the place, but I think like she's probably somebody who just. Does things, you know, she doesn't seem like she measures. She's very like off of intuition, which can sometimes, you know, cause you a problem when you have a sudden time constraints.
Right.
But you can see there's talent there. Then we had Andy, who I thought was absolutely hilarious. He just had me cracking up some of the things that he said. One of the quotes he said is, it doesn't matter if you win or lose as long as you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Andy was the one who sounded like he should have been on an episode of the EastEnders, right? Like he was the one talking about stealing Paul's tires, or he's not going to steal his tires yet.
Yeah. Oh, funny. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. he sounded like he was out of a Guy Ritchie film. It was, it was just like,
yep.
Man, this is like the opposite of what I'm used to.
He had
to,
that look,
but
too.
He
like,
did.
He had that look.
He absolutely did.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of fish out of water, we also had Jeff, who's from Brooklyn. Or either Brooklyn or the Bronx. I can't remember which. But he, I guess, transplanted to England 7-12 years ago. Something like that. But he
was a professor.
Yeah.
He sounded like he had a English accent, though.
Yeah.
It's confusing to me.
Because his wife was a native Brit. But mm-hmm. So he'd been here for a while. But like there were definitely, because I heard him say he was from New York, and I was like, I'm very confused, just because I was getting back into Bake Off, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't, but no,
and
I mean.
We only saw him on the signature, right? And then he got sick and missed the rest
Yeah, then
it.
He was,
or do we think he's really ill. Sick, or do we think the Brits got together and beat him up or something? New York? What?
New York City. And that is a reference for people who were born in the mid to late 70s.
Yep.
Me. I got that. I hope he's back next week because we only got to see him for the signature mm-hmm. and, you know,
like
I
nice
think
guy.
He showed some promise. Yeah. And he seemed like a good fellow. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he's back next week.
Yeah. USA representation.
Yeah.
Then
we had Mike, who I feel like was another like mid to low 20s baker. He
was a farmer.
Yeah,
he's like a fourth generation farm.
He and Allison had some good rapport, kind of joking back and forth. I really enjoyed.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was really funny.
So funny.
When he was like, oh yeah, these flowers are gonna go on top of my cake, and I'm like, are you serious? He's going to, because it was, you know, this entire giant plant, and I was just like. Yeah. And I was like, actual like flower petals went on top. Okay, got it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was like, what's he going to do with that big, like little mini tree he's got up there? He's like, how's he going to do that? But yeah, it was like, okay, this works. Yeah. He's adorable.
And then my personal favorite was Nellie. I just loved Nellie. And I think Nellie was originally from Poland, but I could be wrong about that. But I just love her sass and her sarcasm. And I think she self-admittedly said that decorations were not her strongest suit. But she seems like she really knows what she's doing with her baking. And I can't wait to see what she brings. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved Paul's comment on her loaf cake straight from the 1970s.
Yeah. And then I thought there was also a scene with her and the two hosts, and they were making her choose between the two of them.
That was so funny.
And she was, yeah, and then she, but she ultimately chose Noel. She was like, but I love him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and maybe I'm mixing up shows or people, but I feel like you said Poland, and I thought maybe Netherlands, but that might be a different person or a different show. Yeah. No, I just, yeah. I
well,
for some reason that,
Christian is... Yeah, I think is from originally.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because he lived in Australia.
Denmark or the Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, right. He's the one who has the real strange
accent. He's got like a whole blend.
Because yeah. He's been everywhere. And you can hear the Aussie in him, too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, and he his taste palette was definitely like he said, I don't think that Paul and I share the same taste palette. And I was like, I don't think you and a lot of people share the same taste palette, because there were some interesting choices that he made.
Yeah.
And not to say that they couldn't be good, but I think maybe some of the balances were just a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Gil. And she, I really enjoyed the like opening scene, and then it came back, you know, it was like, okay, what is it when you check off bowling balls? Where her and her mom were bowling on the green early yeah. on, and then it came mm-hmm. came back later. Ilion, I'll tell you what, her cinnamon roll loaf cake, I was just like, oh yes. My god. Before Paul's handshake, like I was just like going like, oh, I think I would like to try that one. That one sounds like
it. She was
like
putting those gobs of like the cinnamon mixture in the middle of the dough. It looks
delicious. I'm a sucker for a really good cinnamon yeah. roll. And when she yeah. said that was the loaf cake she was making, I was like,
yes,
I want that.
And then we had John with the mesmerizing yeah. blue eyes. he was great. You could see he was very intense. I mean, mm-hmm. looked like some of the things he was putting out looked amazing.
Well, I feel like maybe the intensity also comes from the eyes. Like, because like those were very blue.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I was just like, oh yeah, that's like. But his where Paul's blue eyes are like an intense scrutiny. John's are like a frantic, like I'm going to do this and it's gonna be amazing.
Paul has a laser intensity to his blue eyes, yeah. for sure. Like yeah. zeroing in on you when he's kind of, you know, tasting the bake and then just looks at you, and I can't imagine being on the other end of that. It's intense. Yeah. But yeah, John was really cool. He's someone that I would love to hang out with. I'm like, dude, seems so chill and laid back, and sounds like he's got some good margarita skills. So I'm down for that.
Yes, yes, yes. That was a good move too.
Yeah,
making margaritas for Prue.
And say, already putting the booze in uh-huh. the bakes. He knows yep. how to win Prue over. Yeah.
Yep. I feel
and
like.
And then last we had Hazel. Who was adorable. Mm. I loved Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel was... I think we also had Dylan, who...
yep.
We only saw him a couple of times. Because yeah, I was like, wait, who is this guy? Because I hadn't seen him yet.
I mostly thought...
Yeah, so...
Put 100 pounds on Dylan and you'd have Jason Momoa. Because he even had the eyebrow thing going.
Yeah.
Like, is this Jason Momoa's child? Yeah, no, I liked Dylan.
Yeah, and you know, apparently he had some good chops. I was like, I know that he made that sticky rice loaf cake, mm-hmm. and I do really enjoy like a rice pudding. So sticky rice, mm-hmm. sweet sticky rice is kind of up my alley, or at least in one of my preferred taste palettes. So as long as it was a sweet one, which I think most of the cakes were going to be, not that I don't enjoy some savory, but
yeah,
that
I think one, it was like sticky mango rice.
Yeah,
so that was definitely sweet. It sounded amazing. And I thought his flavor profiles that he was using looked really good. I can't wait to see what he brings.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
So that takes us up to our signature bake, which was a loaf cake, which is something I feel like we here in the States can definitely relate to, because I feel like we're mm-hmm. big on loaf cakes in the States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I see more of like the bundt cakes, like mm-hmm. the loaf. I guess that is that considered loaf?
I imagine
or,
it is, yeah.
Or maybe not. But I think well, I probably see more of those.
I think it's the pan that makes it a loaf cake. It's in a loaf yeah, pan, which is
you're probably
like,
right.
Like I've made copycat. If you've ever had Starbucks lemon loaf, I love that. And I've made a copycat of that. It was pretty good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very amateur baker here on this side of things.
As well, yes.
Well, that was something that, like, the lemon loaf cake sounded very similar to, like, that's what I thought of when Mike said he was doing the lemon and linseed. I'm not familiar mm-hmm. with linseed. Like, I've heard of it before, but I wouldn't be able to tell you. Like, if you tell me, like, oh, you know, sunflower seed, I'd be like, okay, I know what that tastes like.
And somebody was using sunflower oil. I've never used that.
Yeah, never used that. I think Georgie mm-hmm. used that. And I only remember that because she said she added it too late. Yeah. She'd already
had
it mixed
her
up.
Cake
and
was a little dry. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Dylan forgot the yogurt early.
His yogurt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like, you know, and that's one of those, I'm going to say almost cliche that. I mean, but when you've got 12 bakers and it's a mm-hmm. you know, new situation and kind of high pressure, you like it's not shocking that someone forgot something.
I've done that. I've gotten to a point and then been like, oh yeah, forgot that key ingredient at the key time. I've definitely done that.
I have totally done that. And I can't imagine when you're in the tent, mm-hmm. you know, and just the pressure that comes with being in the tent. It's not like you're in the comfort of your own kitchen or somewhere, you know, but having that intensity of the competition.
And then back to time pressure, right? Like we talked about it last season, and it's just a matter of, okay, you have 2 hours to make this loaf cake. And, you know, fortunately, you guys have practiced it before, but I mean, 2 hours is not a ton of time.
No. Well, and those loaf cakes were taking anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour to bake. So that takes almost a huge chunk of your time there. I mean, that's not even the just getting all your ingredients together and the putting it together, because mm-hmm. you can't just put together a simple. It had to be elevated, right?
That's
it had to
right.
be special, had to be the flavors and all the things. So, I mean, that takes even extra time. And then 45
right.
minutes
to
an hour to bake.
They had to put a batter and a filling and then mix it in and then let it bake for a long time and then let mm-hmm. it cool. So, yeah, like, you had to have everything right to pull that off.
I would say that for me, I've had probably three in the last like 10 years dinners that actually everything finished about the same time. Like the mac and cheese was ready at the same time as the fish and then the whatever, like they're like three in 10 years. Like, I can't imagine, like, oh, you have 2 hours to make all of your stuff, and when that's in the oven, then you're making the filling, and then you have to wait for the cake to cool so that you can decorate it, mm-hmm. and, like, no bloody way would I be able to yep. succeed at that. I mean, I get it, with practice yeah. and knowing where everything is and all that, but still.
And I usually, like, this is what I do. I'm like, okay, I really want to make a lemon cake with lemon curd. I love lemon, by the way. So I like wake up and I'm like, I want to make that. And when I say I want to make it, I mean, I want to make it in the next 2 hours and that's it. And then I like read the instructions and it's like, oh, lemon curd takes 4 hours and then you have to refrigerate it overnight. And then I don't make the cake.
Yeah. Then I totally lose interest as soon as I'm so right there with you, Wendy. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I want to go make that. So yeah, looking up the recipe right. and then you see, oh yeah, there's an overnight process or this takes so many hours. And I'm just like, okay, well, never mind then, because
yeah.
I want it, but cake I'm in 2 hours.
Right. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. Right. I've got other things to do.
I am not a planner when it comes to food. I probably should be, but I am not. It's like, oh, hey, I'll make this pork. Step one, marinate for 8 hours. Okay, well, we'll cook the pork by itself then. All right, sounds good. I'll just put some salt on it and call it good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that just left the menu. I'm not. I just can't.
Right.
I cannot commit.
I take a lot of shortcuts.
So, Wendy, you were talking about lemon curd, and I think I've made my, curd, right. I think I've made my opinions on texture well known on this. But I'm not a fan of really gloppy stuff, and curd just feels like that. And so there are a couple in here that they talked about making the curd, and they started making it, and I was just like, bleh, just because of that, that consistency.
All right. What else do you want to talk about the signature bake for? Samaya's bake, Prue called it one of the most interesting cakes she's ever had, and I thought that was really high praise.
Yeah, when you think of what she's been exposed to, not just outside of Bake Off, but while she's been a judge on Bake Off, that is a very strong statement. So, yeah, I think that was, I don't know if it would have been something I would have, it would have been my first choice again. I definitely have to go back to Aline's cinnamon roll cake. But I thought that hers was really interesting because she's like, it's kind of similar to what, or it's like kind of inspired by like coconut cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I love a good coconut cake. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for a coconut cake. So I would definitely be interested to try it. And I thought it looked really interesting. And I thought, you know, for someone her age, she's definitely someone very talented. These young folks that come on this show, they really bring it with, their young years of experience. So I really thought that was really good. But my first choice would probably be Ilian's cinnamon roll loaf cake. Like if you laid them all out in front of me, that's probably the one that I'm going to jump to.
Yeah. And with coffee.
Oh, totally. And apparently so darn good, it earned her the first handshake of the season.
Yes. Just so, the first thing you've baked the whole season. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I would be so, like, I was so excited for her, and I love watching their faces, like, when they get that handshake. And I'm just like, man, I'd be like, oh, no, well, it's all downhill from here. Like, right. Even, I mean, like, how can I possibly top that? Now I've got to be good all the time because I got a handshake the first week. That's all that would be going through my head. But I'm sure Ilian, she seemed pretty strong, throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll be seeing more of her. Did you have a favorite flavor of any of the bakes, Wendy?
That would probably be the cinnamon. That looked amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably have to say.
Sure did. But those lemon cakes, though, I'd certainly be drawn to, too. I'm like you. I'm a lemon fan.
Mm-hmm.
So anything like that, I would definitely be all over.
Yeah.
What about you, Greg? I know you mentioned the cinnamon roll. Any others that you would, if they were all lined out in front of you, that you would jump to?
I wanted to try Samaya's halwa surprise. I know I've talked about chocolate not being a chocoholic, and a couple of them were pretty chocolatey. But that one was the one that I was kind of like, I could get down with giving that one a shot. I mean, she got significantly positive feedback on that, so it made me even go, do you guys remember what that one was?
I do not remember the exact ingredients that she had. I don't have that in front of me. I've really got to start writing all of that down and trying to get it. I just know it was the halwa surprise with the yummy little like dessert within a dessert.
It almost looked to me, and this doesn't sound like a compliment, but I mean it that way. It almost looked like the American fruit cakes that we have, like the glaze on top looked like that. And I mean that in a good way, because it looked amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. Mm-hmm. I love that when you cut into them and they're just, you know, a nice little surprise. I think there were some, mm-hmm. I liked seeing those different loaf cakes. I really do think that there's a, and I mean, I think they do most seasons. That's a few here and there that kind of struggle, but it really feels like so far there's a really strong group of bakers. I mean, just in the signature, I mean, I thought a lot of them were pretty great. I know a few struggled with, like, Georgiano struggled. The temperatures were wild, first off. Can we talk about how this year we had the cold tent versus the, like, melting, you know, like they couldn't even get their chocolate to temper or chocolate to set because it was so hot. And now this time you've got people talking about how cold it is. You can see their breath.
And it's, you know, usually when talking, filmed in the spring and summer, so that was kind of surprising.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm certainly not keeping up on the temperatures across the pond or anything, but I guess I read that it got a little bit chilly during that part of the summer there. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's different than what we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that was where there were some struggles, you know, with some of the bakes, and I know Georgie struggled with hers, but you know, as far as like the presentation, but I feel like there's some really good strong bakers this round, and I think that seeing all those different loaf cakes, like was it Jeff that had the stars in the middle, you know, the marbling, the hidden dessert that Samaya had, I just thought, wow. You know, really great ideas from these bakers. Some really great talent there.
I don't think there was anybody that had a bake that didn't taste good and didn't look good. Some of them didn't look so great, but they tasted great. And some of them looked really great, but maybe were a little overbaked. But there wasn't any single person that was like, oh, I don't know, they look like they're not going to make it.
Yeah. I thought the same. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, I mean, we talk about it almost every time. If they'd hadn't been limited maybe to that time frame that they were given for those bakes, you know, if they're just allowed to, like, if they're just making this at home, that obviously the presentations for some of them would have went a lot better. But pretty tough because of the time. All right.
And I thought when no one went home, I was really glad, because there wasn't any single baker that I didn't think, I really want to see what they do next. Like, their flavor profiles were interesting, or some of their decorating skills were just amazing. You know, like, so there wasn't one single person that I didn't want to see what they had coming.
And I feel like once we knew that Jeff had to step back after the signature, then I immediately thought, oh, no one's going home this week.
Yeah, well, because that's what typically we were hoping for. Yeah.
I was like, okay, everyone's safe. But I really wish they'd think about doing that regardless if, you know, whether or not someone has had to leave because they're ill or whatever. Because I'm like, I don't know, it's the first week. Let's just see what everybody, like, get them through that
absolutely.
First week and, you know, and then go from there. So I don't know. I'd be curious to see if maybe they would just consider that for future.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that makes a lot of sense. Get six bakes out of them before making those big decisions.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So that takes us to the technical.
Technical. Yeah. Yeah. The technical was different.
Yeah.
This episode, I wonder if they'll do this for all of them.
That's or was what it just I was going to ask one? What you thought about that.
Yeah, but you know what? I liked it. So for I mean, hopefully you watched the show if you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. But they did a little something different for the technical this year. Normally, they get asked to. I mean, it's always a blind thing, right? They don't know what they're baking until they unveil the gingham tablecloth or what have you from all the recipes, and then they've got the card in front of them, and it's a very, very limited recipe. Like, it's very just mixed flour. You don't really get to get told sometimes how much flour, or and it'll just say make icing, and it's like doesn't really tell you what to do or how to do it. Just kind of gives you some very, very, very basic steps. And this time they give us they actually show you what it is, and you get to study it, you get to look at it, you get to taste it, and no recipe. Which I thought was really interesting, because I oftentimes when we get the technicals, some of the bakers, they're like, okay, bake this thing. And they're like, they're all staring at each other like, what is that? I've never seen one in my life. And I'm like, oh, that should be fun. Like, you get these instructions to make this bake, but you don't even have anything in a frame of reference, you know, to recall. So I thought this was interesting. What did you think?
I feel their frustration, you know, because I think about, like, what if I was thrown into that? I can't imagine what the results of that would be. You know, but also by the end, I'm extremely impressed with what all of them were able to pull out. Like, yeah. I know some of them were messier than others, but I'm telling you, it's amazing that they're able to pull that out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always amazed when they even have a very basic restricted recipe to follow, mm-hmm. that they're able to, when it just says make batter or make dough, and you're just like, okay, you know, you don't even know, you have your ingredients in front of you, so you at least know what flour or what ingredients you need, but it doesn't tell you, you know, exactly how much to use. So I'm impressed constantly throughout the technical bakes, but yeah, more so that you could just sit there and take some bites. You know, like Samaya, she's taking a bite. She's like, that's an almond flavor. So got to make sure we got to put some, you know, almond extract in there. And I'm like, I know I couldn't. I mean, there's some obvious flavors I think that you can pick up on. But there are, if I had to do that, I'd be like, I have no idea what that is. I don't know what needs to go in there or how much. Should it be a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons? I'm just, and that's where I think Georgie kind of shined, because she, when you mentioned earlier, you know, she doesn't really measure. She just kind of measures with her heart, and she can just kind of look at it. And I so admire that when people can cook or bake like that.
That just means they've been doing it a long time. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, Georgie, she won the technical, and I really think that she was able to, you know, as she's tasting this, she's able to kind of, you know, she was able to figure it out based on how she bakes, you know, with that kind of improvising kind of style. So I think it served her really well. And it can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing in sometimes in this show. But I think for her, for this time, it really helped her.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I was just impressed. Have you seen those here in the States?
A Battenberg?
Yeah.
I can't say I have. No, not in my small town area.
I don't think I have either. Maybe something like it. But I think I'm probably thinking more of like a petite four or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it looked good. The cakes looked really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of marzipan.
Yeah, me neither.
So I don't know. I mean, I would try it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as having marzipan before, I'm not usually a big fan.
Yeah,
but
take the marzipan
I would still
off
try it.
And put some buttercream on.
Yeah, can we just unroll it out of the marzipan?
Yeah, I mean, like, the cream looked good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything else looked delish. You know, they had that jam and their buttercream and yeah, all that looked delish, but not sure about the marzipan. So interesting technical. I think I was curious. I was like, oh, are they just, you know, trying to change things up a little bit? You know,
are they trying to make it harder? I feel like it was really hard to begin with.
I don't know. Well, yeah. I wonder if they're trying to spice it up a little.
Yeah,
because
maybe.
I feel like
I do feel I like the technical is when I do a little bit of a snooze.
And I don't. I have myself haven't read all the commentary or everything online, but what I have heard is that there's been a few comments online about how it's a snooze fest or it's not as good, or it's just like, ugh, you know, here we go with Bake Off again. And I mean, I'm still happy to watch the show. I still get really excited, even though we're pretty familiar with the formula and what to expect, I guess, as far as, you know, signatures, technical, and showstoppers. But so I wonder if they're trying to give it a little bit of a twist to liven it up a little bit.
I will say, though, that I think the consistency is what I love about the show. Like, I'm a Top Chef fan, and I feel like Top Chef does things that are too gimmicky, and they'll just do silly things that, like, the winner has nothing to do with who cooked the best. And I don't like that. Like, I want to see people cook. I don't want to see, you know, people make the best item out of Captain Crunch. You know, like, they do weird things that are like, do we really want to see that? And so I like that about Bake Off, that it is consistent and it is not, you know, these other Food Network shows that are trying so hard to get a gimmick thing that will grab you. But I'm sure some people, you know, like those kind of things.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, there's people that do like that and that's their preference, but I'm like you. Because for me, I like comfort. You know, I have enough, like, in real life or with other shows where they try to change things up and shake things up to make them different. And it's fine. It's fine. But sometimes I'm just like, I'm fine with it being the same thing. I like comfort. I like being in my comfortable zone, you know, and I like to know what to expect. So that's where I find that comfort, like a warm blanket with Great British Bake Off. You know, it's like I know, because even though you know the formula, there's still some surprises there.
Yeah,
you know, and it's still
about
funny.
The food, you know, it's about watching the bakers, and I'm happy with it staying that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. All right. Yeah, we'll have to wait till next episode to see if they continue that kind of method with the technical, or if they're going to do any other things to kind of shake it up. But let's talk Showstopper.
Yeah. Let's see. I thought Sumaya's duck was just adorable. And also, like, where are all these people that have chickens and ducks? I want chickens and ducks.
Can't
I have chickens and ducks? But I thought, I mean, I saw Georgie's chicken and I thought the feathers were amazing. But I thought Sumaya's was a true work of art. Like, I don't know how she got the face to look so realistic, but it really did. and so I thought that was just, if I'm being honest about it, that was probably my favorite one. But it was hard. There were some good ones.
You know, again, you know, I mentioned earlier about this being such a great group of bakers, because it's like, I don't think like anyone really did that bad in this first episode. I mean, again, time constraints were an enemy for a few bakers, you know, because they were behind on their bakes maybe a little, and they didn't have enough cooling off time. So their icing melted a little bit, you know, and to me, I'm like, bug what? But hey, you're on a competition show, right? It does matter. But it's like, everyone was so good. And like this, anytime they have any kind of like an optical illusion challenge, that can really, like, everybody's a home baker. None of these folks are professional. They're all just home bakers who love to bake and maybe learned from, you know, a relative or someone, and, you know, they're amateurs. So anytime they have something like difficult, like one of these optical illusion challenges, that can sometimes trip people up. But man, this group came out, and like every showstopper that they were popping up out of there up on there and had up there on their counter, I thought, wow,
yeah,
they're all really good. And I know Georgie struggled a little bit with her chicken, but I know she had to like remake her sponges. She had to remake some of them, and that put her behind. So she had to really kind of rush, but it still looked really good. I mean, can I make a freaking cake that looks like a chicken?
No.
Hell no.
I mean, it would be funny.
It would just be like this blob of cake and icing. It would not look anything. And it'd be kind of like one of those fails of like, this is what I wanted. Yeah. And then like, this is what I got. That's what mine would look like. But yeah, that duck, holy moly. And I'm like, that girl is only 18 years old.
I know.
What an artist to I thought that cake was, I was so happy too that they didn't slice into the duck. They sliced into like that wooden structure that she, I know it wasn't real wood, but that little wooden structure. I was like, please don't cut into the duck. Yeah. It's too beautiful.
Yep.
But John, you know, even though he won Star Baker, I liked his pair of jeans, and I really thought his flavors, I would have really liked the flavors of his showstopper. It sounded really delicious, and the way that they were talking about the texture when he was like, when they were like layering the fork over like the texture of the cake, I was like, oh, look, that's like a really good texture. Like, I feel like I could just taste it right through the television.
Yeah,
it just
looks so delicious. Can tell. You can tell, like some of them look so moist and soft and I thought for artistic talent, Andy's leather bag was probably the most amazing. Like, that's, you know, that's more than being a baker. That's talent there. Yeah.
It, I mean, he had the zipper.
Yep.
And everything. And
shading.
That was amazing.
And I mean, that was a piece of art. Yeah. That was pretty incredible.
It was.
Yeah.
I really liked Dylan's canopic jar too. Mm-hmm. I stressed for him so much because I was like, "Oh, dude, you're really doing the opposite thing of what they were saying in the beginning when Prue and Paul talk about, you know, oh, you should use this kind of sponge and stay away from this kind." And he's like, "I'm gonna be using this kind of sponge, and I know I shouldn't." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh no, please don't do that."
Yeah,
and I hope it. You know, I'm sitting there crossing my fingers, hoping it went well. And it really did. I thought that was really beautiful and unique.
Yeah. And I think he's shaping up to be a real risk taker, which, you know, usually risky. But when it lands really well. So,
yeah,
I'm really excited to see his upcoming bakes.
Yeah, he is a sweetheart too. I don't remember his age, but I know he's young. Mm-hmm. I'm like, golly, another youngin coming in here, showing their stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. What were some other standouts? I mean, they were all just, I thought, beautiful.
Yes. Hazel's handbag.
Hazel's handbag.
I know they didn't like the way it tasted. They thought it was overbaked, but it was so adorable. So
it
cute.
Was. She just looks so adorable, just carrying it up by the handle.
And that was really like, inventive that you could carry it, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I know we got to see a little peek at the hardware that she had inserted into the cake to be able to use that handle. Mm-hmm. But I was still curious. Like, I would just love to see how she really managed that. And she just looked so proud, that look on her face as she's carrying it up there like it's a real handbag. I think she's just adorable. And I guess a little overbaked, but I don't know. I mean, That would be such a hard line. You want it to be well baked, because if it's not, and if it's too soft, that darn thing would just fall right apart.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was beautiful. They were all really good looking. I was just, again, I was like, wow, they're all pretty amazing. Usually, you know, this type of bake is so difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, they're showstoppers. They're all difficult. But, you know, when you're doing something that has to look exactly like something else, you know, usually you've got something where it really kind of fails for someone. Someone really struggles. But everyone and I'm like, dang, this is going to be a tough year.
Yeah. They're really starting off with gangbusters. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah, all really good ones.
And again, I was really glad that no one went home, because we get to have them all again for three more bakes, and I'm excited about that. And you can already see they're developing such a rapport, and everybody's so sweet to each other.
I know. It's one of the best things mm-hmm. about Bake Off is the, you know, already the friendships are forming mm-hmm. just in that first week. And, you know, you're already yourself just watching them that first week, feeling like you get to know them. And it just gets harder every week because you spend more time with them and it gets more difficult. So, yeah, I loved that. Mike, at the end, I know he was so worried, you know, that it was his time to go. Mm-hmm. And when they were like, you know, no one has to go home this week. And he just started crying, you know, right in on. Who was he next to? Was it Gilly next to him? And she's just like, yeah, comforting him. And
they're just looking out for each other. And it's really nice.
It is really nice. It's nice and it's refreshing. So, yeah, I was glad to not have anyone go home this week.
Me too.
All right. Well, we talked through all the different bakes and some of our favorites. Any particular standout moments or funny lines or anything that stood out to you that you want to call out?
I thought it was hilarious episode? When Mike started in the very beginning and he said, and you can just tell Mike's a character. And he said, "This is an absolute dream. My mom told me not to cry, and I've cried 3 times already yesterday." Yes. So sweet. Loved it.
Absolutely. That's mine, too. I just thought he was absolutely adorable.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, yep, I already love you, my man.
Yes. And he's just the guy. He's just bringing lightness and joy into that tent, I bet, because you can see he fools around a lot and has a good time. And that's what it's all about.
Totally. And I'm like, I could so relate when they were walking around. I think it was for the signature bake. And was it Noel maybe that made a comment about his messy space while he was baking? And they were like, "Oh, you're not going to ding him for any points on this, are you?" And I was like, "Oh gosh, do they take that into account if you're like a messy baker?" Because I'm like, I am like the messiest baker. And when he's like dropping a pan and it clatters and everybody's like, "Oh, what was that?" And he's like, "Sorry." And I'm like, yep, that I so relate. That's me. I'm, you know, running around crazy trying to get this done and get that done. And I'm dropping things and I've got flour spilled everywhere.
Oh, I'm known for my clumsiness. Like I buy the cheapest Target glasses and the cheapest Target dinnerware and bowls because I'm going to go through it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
Yep. So he was definitely relatable there. And yeah, he just looks like he probably keeps it very lively, I'm sure. But I think John does too. I think John was a lot of fun. And he seemed to, you know, smile and laugh a lot too. But I think Nellie too. I think Nellie would just be a lot of fun to hang around. She seems very lively too. So yeah, really great group of folks.
Hard to predict anything. I feel like it's just way too soon. Yeah.
No. No, I mean, I think we can definitely say these are some to look out for. But again, first week, it's difficult because there's always going to be that week where someone's going to struggle. You know, there's going to be like, ooh, that's my weak point. Or, you know, so, you know, you can be so uber talented in some areas, but it'll catch you somewhere else. So I think it is too early for predictions, but definitely some very talented people and should be really fun to watch. So definitely no predictions for me. And I stink at predictions. I think I bail on y'all every time we talk about predictions because I'm just like, right. I'm terrible with predictions. Do you have any other notes about this episode? Anything about the bakers? What did you think about the cold open?
Cold open? It's always so incongruous to see them like that because, like, especially Paul and Prue, they're not like that at all. You can tell. And so it's always so weird to see them in these skits, but yet I give them credit for doing it. And they play it so straight too.
Yes.
That
I love seeing Paul improve.
Yeah. And interesting that it's like along. Such an American thing. And then, you know, like they're talking in American accents. It was pretty funny.
It was. Seeing Prue's weird Barbie was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not expecting that.
Yeah. But and yet she still had like the big statement necklace on. I thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. It was probably hers. Yeah. Her own. Yes. She loves her big statement. Yes. Necklaces. I thought it was great. I was like, why not? You know, mm-hmm. Why not have a little homage to Barbie? Any other notes or any comments about the show before we move on? Or this episode?
I think I'm good.
All right. All right. Well, we always love to hear what y'all thought about the episodes. So be sure to look out for, you know, Facebook posts. But if you, you know, want to write in, we'll give you contact information if you want to be able to leave some feedback for us. Because, you know, we know there's many of you that also enjoy the show like us and just kind of need that nice, comfortable, you know, show during this time of year. So this first one that we got is from our friend Karen. She says, "Aw, I'm so happy that Great British Bake Off is back and that you all are covering it. Thank you. My heart was already swelling at the first notes of the opening credits song, only to be tickled by that Barbie skit. I think I fell in love with this cycle of bakers even before they started the signature challenge. They're all just so delightful. Is it just me, or do they seem more adept than the last batch of bakers? I mean, a handshake in the very first challenge, and most of all the showstopper bakes were out of this world impressive, no? It's hard to choose favorites at this point, but I vibed most with Nelly. It's probably the cool Scandinavian accent, along with her banter with Noel, and thought Samaya's pato cake was exquisite. She's one to watch. I don't know why, but I'm also rooting for Dylan just because he challenges my idea of the baker archetype. We've had people from all walks of life on the show, but something about a young skater dude with lots of tattoos and piercing who also enjoys baking really intrigues me. Love Georgie and Mike's positivity, too. They're fun. Love that we have Allison back as a host. I'm very glad that John got star baker. Allison's right. His blue eyes are beautifully piercing. Can't wait to see how the season unravels."
I liked, was it Matt, the old host? But mm-hmm. Allison is just great. I it's like she's always been there. I really like her. I hope they stick with her for a few years.
I hope so too. Mm-hmm. When she joined last year, it was like I didn't really have a problem with Matt, but it was definitely a shift and it was a little bit mm-hmm. like a breath of fresh air. And I really like her energy with Noel.
Yeah.
They seem to get along.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope it's not all for like the show. I like to always imagine that even off mm-hmm. camera when they're between episodes or something that they're all still like, you know, hanging out or staying in touch or something like that and friends. But either way, the vibes on the show I really love. And I find her very funny mm-hmm. and likable. And I think that she is sweet and she's kind with the bakers.
Mm-hmm. And they really they really seem to react really well to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
And I just wanted to say that we have not killed Greg and buried him under the floorboards. He had some audio issues, so he did have to drop out. But just so no one's alarmed, Greg's okay.
Greg is okay. Just having some technical difficulties. Yeah. So we're hoping if he isn't able to join us here by the end, he'll definitely be here again for next week. Yep. So we miss you, Greg. All right. So next week, we're going to cover episode 2 from series 15, and it's going to be Biscuit.
All right. We like biscuits.
Bring on the biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. Cookies over here in the States. Yeah. Excited to see what they do for Biscuit Week. Always delicious, I'm sure. If you want to write in or leave us a message, you can find all our contact information at podcastica.com. So as I mentioned, if you want to write in and you're not on Facebook, because, hey, some people aren't, just go to Podcastica, find Strange Indeed, and you'll find all of our contact info there. You can email us, or what have you, whatever you like.
What do you got going right now on Strange Indeed?
I've been very non-committal this year. I've definitely taken a little bit of a step back from podcasting, like every week like we used to, and like very consistently, show after show after show, sometimes two or three shows, not all on Strange Indeed, but I was covering things on Strange Indeed, and then for other Podcastica shows as well, and I just I had to take a step back, and just life and things like that. So right now, this is it. I do think we've got some things coming up, though. Mm-hmm.
We were just
coming up
about
in December.
Stranger Things. We still don't have a date for yet, but we're hoping.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be retired by that time, and I mean retired like in age, not like from podcasting. But yeah. I just feel like it's never going to get here. Yeah.
Was there a teaser trailer? See, I don't even like.
No.
I normally don't watch trailers. No, so I think I had saw one, but it must have been not real.
I think it was a fan. Edit. Yeah. Because no, last I heard, I was still as of a few weeks ago. I don't try to go look for spoilers, but I actually saw something a few weeks ago on the Bird app that they were still filming, and I was
that's
like,
a good sign.
I just. Yeah, but I'm like, you should be done. Yeah. Come on. You should be in post-production right now, not still actively filming. You should be like putting it all together and ready to release it. I keep hearing 2025, but like when, I have no clue.
Yeah.
So I think we've got something coming up, I think in December, that we've talked about that we're pretty excited about. So I would just say, keep your eye on our socials and for announcements, because you never know. Yeah, a lot of great things going on at podcastica.com. I know they're covering Agatha All Along. Rings of Power is still going. There's, just one more episode to go there, I believe. Amazing. I'm really digging that series right now. I'm definitely in a Middle Earth vibe.
Recently,
so like I watched The Hobbit today and did Lord of the Rings rewatch a few weeks ago. Been all up in Rings of Power, so I'm definitely enveloped. No, I haven't grown any elf ears yet, but
Well, you can get those done,
Yeah, I might have to. A lot of great things at Podcastica that are upcoming. So be sure to check that out.
All right.
And while you're there, make sure you go out and subscribe, on podcastica.com. Give all of our shows a little love, leave some ratings, some good reviews, especially for Strange Indeed. It helps people get to know us and find us a little easier, when there's, some good comments and reviews out there. That's how, we get found most often.
That's the best thing you can do is leave a review.
Yeah. Nice things, though. Try not to be too mean. That's all I ask. Yeah. Thanks in advance.
All right.
On your marks.
Get set.
Bake!